USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden doing his best to take the focus off the crisis in Afghanistan and put it on a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill of social investments.
We're a step closer to truly investing in the American people, positioning our economy for long-term growth, and building an America that outcompetes the rest of the world. My goal is to build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just the top down. And that's what we're on our way of doing.
Biden's comments come as House Democrats advance that $3.5 trillion bill. The National Rifle Association is canceling their convention next month in Houston, Texas, due to COVID-19. In a statement, the NRA saying that a spike in cases would have made it impossible for attendees to get the full experience. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The White House COVID-19 response team is holding a press briefing. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients giving an update on how many Americans have received the vaccine.
We have made remarkable progress on vaccinations in just 7 months, with more than 200 million Americans now with at least their first shot and 171 million Americans fully vaccinated.
House Republican leaders are continuing to criticize President Biden for abandoning Americans in Afghanistan.
We've been asking President Biden how many Americans were abandoned behind enemy lines. They won't even give us that basic answer.
Speaking on Capitol Hill, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise saying they're working to make sure every American who has been stranded behind enemy lines is returned home. The Louisiana Republican saying the Taliban has now control of the country and access to American equipment because of Biden's failed policy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new survey out discusses how the public views the American media.
Trust in the American media has declined to an all-time low. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. After the 2020 election, 57% of Democrats trusted the media, only 18% of Republicans. The Associated Press is being called out by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News for a recent story that Mr. DeSantis says could cost American lives with its false narrative.
Now, what the AP did by trying to create a false narrative is some people may believe the narrative and then think that this is not a viable treatment for them, so that if they're infected, they will not go seek a monoclonal antibody, and that will ultimately increase their risk of hospitalization.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
He may be out of office, but former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is still under investigation. And how does New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio feel about the whole situation?
Maybe it's a message to people in public life. If you get that much power, if you think the world's all about you, something bad's eventually going to happen to you, because it's actually supposed to be about something bigger. And we're turning the page now in New York, thank God.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, Cuomo giving his final address before stepping down on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.